the Tri-County Tennis Tournament has been going on for 52 years. Mm-hmm. And this is a year that that's going to be done not in Peoria. It's going to be over in Morton. In our studio, Justin Tilford, who's the head coach out there at Morton High School, the tennis coach, of course. Assistant coach Kevin Miller's here. Good to see you, fellas. How are you doing?
Doing
wonderful.
Good.
It's wonderful
for
to see
having
you.
Us.
You both look like tennis players to me.
Yeah.
So how long have you played? Your whole life?
I've been playing pretty much my whole life.
Oh,
and
you.
Same thing here, too.
Yeah,
Greg.
Yeah. Help me with Danny played in high school, so I'm not coming at it the same way you guys all do. Did. But I played. You know, you play. You learn. And a few years ago, my son wanted to maybe learn how to play, and so we got him some lessons and all that stuff. But I feel like that tennis it has an up and down popularity. Is that accurate?
Yeah, probably. I think tennis a lot happens with, like, you know, you come from a family that plays tennis. You have a racket in your hand, and
right.
If you don't, you kind of don't. So I think a lot of it kind of comes.
But what gets your attention though is sometimes the personalities, right?
The pro, I think, what Greg is saying
yeah.
is,
oh, yeah.
youth participation oftentimes is connected to what's going on in the tennis world, and sometimes there's a lull, and sometimes it's back. So
I think that's correct. You know, Serena and Venus Williams did a lot for girls' tennis.
Sure.
You see the girls' tennis programs, they're full. You know, a lot of girls go out for tennis. And the big three on the men's side, you know, Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, always making headlines, always a reason to follow them. Everybody's got their favorite one.
But not in the days of McEnroe and Ely Nastasi and Jimmy Connors. Those were personalities.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Those guys always made headlines.
In fact, McEnroe still makes headlines. That cracks me up. He's like in commercials and stuff. Like half the world doesn't even know who you are, dude. But he's still making money at that personality. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the tournament. The tournament has a rich history. I recall seeing my friends play in it throughout the years. You've never played in it, Justin. You've never played in it.
No, I have not.
Because you grew up in Bloomington Normal.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Wasn't in the Tri-County.
So tell me about what it means to bring it to Morton. Tell me about that.
We're really excited about the opportunity. I think tournament, like you said, with a really great history. It's really cool to kind of bring it to our local area, kind of show off we have a really nice facility that we can do it at, and kind of raise some money for the boys' tennis team. So that's exciting.
Oh, it's a fundraiser too at the same time. Did you play in it? Because you guys have an age difference here. I don't want to give too much away here, but Kevin is an older
I'm the senior
person.
One, yes.
You're the senior player, and you're the younger player. So you've played in this tournament over the years?
I used to play in it, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And how many people generally play? I mean, what are you looking for?
In the heyday, I don't know, there are probably between 150 and 200 tennis players.
Wow, that's cool.
We're hoping to get over 100.
And that's why we're spreading the message today. You're looking for people to sign up.
To sign up is now. You can go on the Peoria Tennis Association website. And that is how you sign up. You find on their homepage, you'll see the Tri-County Tennis Tournament sign up. Click on that, and away you go.
Doubles is July 15th through 17th, and singles is 22nd through the 24th.
Is there different divisions? Hey, I'm a little older. I don't want to be in the ace division. I just kind of want to play against people of my skill set.
You're right. Yeah, there are all kinds of divisions from several kids' divisions. You know, every 2 years is another division. There's the open division, which you can be any age and take your chances there. Those are the high-level players. But also 45 and older, 55 and older, 65 and older. And for doubles, we combine the ages. So, for example, there's a 100-year age group. As long as the two players have at least 100 years between the two of them, they'll be in the 100 or the 120 and so on.
Dan and I could be in that.
Yeah.
We could be in that.
Yeah.
We could be in the 1,000 club. We could be in the 1,000 club. Justin, tell me about what it takes to be a good tennis player.
Tennis is an interesting sport. You know, it takes some athleticism, but it also takes a lot of skill and a lot of practice. I think that's what's cool about it is, you know, there's always something you can get a little better at, something you can kind of refine and work on.
And like everything else in the world, help me understand this. Golfers buy new clubs all the time. Fishermen buy new fishing equipment all the time. How is the technology of tennis today maybe different than when Kevin was your age?
It's crazy now. I mean, the game has changed a lot just because of the technology. People are able to hit the ball a lot harder just with the different racket technology. They're able to put a lot more spin on the ball, which has kind of made it into more of a big serve, play from the baseline kind of game because people can really...
You know what you need in tennis, Greg, that we lack? Could be genetics. It's called fast twitch muscles.
Yeah, you have to have fast twitch.
You've got to have lightning quick reaction. Yeah,
it's crazy. Some of the top levels there. you know, reading the swing of the player on the opposite side of the court and leaving for the ball before they even hit it. They kind of know where it's going and are taking off so fast.
Wasn't there the other day, Kevin, was there a guy at Wimbledon that served under behind his back or under his leg or something? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. And you see once in a while they'll pull out an underhand serve.
Yeah. It was some tricky. And people are like, hey, you can't do that. And he was like, yeah, I can.
Absolutely can.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
His opponent was backing up so much that he decided he'd bring him forward and just hit a little drop shot off the serve.
I got to tell you, years ago, I can't remember why I did this. I can't remember what we were doing, but I was at ICC and I played tennis against a man who was in a wheelchair. He was a wheelchair bound athlete. He was a wheelchair tennis player. And at the time, I was a lot smaller than I am today, and I played a kind of once in a while. So I was an average guy, maybe, you know, maybe a little less than average. It was embarrassing. He smoked me so bad because he just, you know, those guys and gals that know how to play wheelchair basketball and wheelchair tennis, he was lightning fast. It was humbling. It was very humbling. All right, so how do we sign up for this?
You go to the Peoria Tennis Association website.
Okay.
Just Google Peoria Tennis Association, PTA pops up.
Okay.
And it's on their homepage. It'll say Tri-County Tournaments or Events, something like that.
What does it cost me?
$30.
Do I win $1 million if I win the tournament?
No, you don't. You don't win any prize money.
No money. Come on, Justin. Let's go, man. You got Better Banks out there as one of your big your title sponsor.
Better Banks is our title sponsor. We're real pleased to partner with them.
We love those people there. They got tons of money. Danny, we should talk to the Better Banks people about getting the prize money. So you register. It's $30. You're in. Somebody will reach out to you and tell you when your time is and all that kind of stuff.
Actually, it'll be posted online. For the first year this year, we're going totally electronic.
Good.
So anybody can get on the website, see what time his or her match is. It's going to be very nice, very smooth.
Now, how did you get it to Morton? Is it the new facilities, fairly new facilities?
Well, there's a couple things at play at the same time. First of all, the tournament didn't run the last 2 years because of the COVID pandemic.
Right.
The tournament originally for 35 years was put on by the Journal Star. They always played it at Glen Oak Park. Glen Oak Park had 7 clay courts. They had 6 hard courts, 13 courts, you know, so they made it a great tournament.
Right.
But if you go to Glen Oak Park now, you'll see they're down to 6 tennis courts. After about 35 years, it went to the Peoria Tennis Association. The same gentleman ran it for years, and they are looking to exit. At the same time, then, Morton has this great facility.
Justin, can you tell me about that? I don't even know anything about it. What is it?
Yeah, so we're lucky enough. We have 8 tennis courts. So we have 8 tennis courts, 4 courts, or 4 banks of 2 courts apiece. And then we have a great building in the middle with great viewing of all the courts. We have some bleachers.
So it's a real facility.
There.
I mean, it's a real nice.
All the courts are lighted, too. In case it gets hot, you can go evening play. So it's really an exceptional.
So Morton's got an exceptional facility to do this. That seems like the right thing to
do.
Yeah. And is it still going to be called the Tri-County Tennis? I mean, what was it called before?
The Tri-County Tennis Tournament. With Better Banks
Peoria,
as our sponsor.
Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford. Okay, all right. So it's still the same counties. It just moved out of the city.
Exactly.
Got it. Before we get out of here, I want you to tell me about Morton Tennis. Tell me about that program that you're in charge of.
Yeah, really excited. It's a great program with a great history. I didn't play for Morton. I played for a team over in a normal community. But I just remember Morton every year was one of the really good teams in the area, and just that kind of tradition of really good tennis in the area. And we're trying to kind of get back to, you know, dominating the conference.
Who has it now? You were talking about it off air. Dunlap's got a good program.
Dunlap, right? Metamora, Morton. We're usually the top 3 in the conference.
Yeah.
Dunlap,
you know,
if
you look at the 2 conferences and you look at all the sports, the Mid-State 6, 12, whatever you want to call them, has good. But the middle Illini across the board is a great conference.
Yeah, it really is. I love being a part of the Middle Illini. It's a really, everything they do is very well done, from the conference tournament all the way to the matches and stuff like that. It's a great.
Well, we wish you the best. Again, Google Tri-County Tennis. You'll get it. And you put $30 in, get in there. If you know somebody you know that likes tennis and hasn't played in a tournament for a minute, do it. It's the 2022 Better Banks Tri-County Tennis Tournament. I do want to shout out to our friends in Morton. The Village Tourism Grant gave you some money to kick this thing off. You got other people involved and sponsors. It takes all of that, right? It takes all of
it
that
does.
To pull these things off. Do you need volunteers?
That's the beauty of running it at Morton High School. Our volunteers are the Morton Boys Tennis Team.